Hello and welcome to our program about famous people's houses. Today we will tell you about Marilyn Monroe's house in Brentwood, a neighborhood in Los Angeles. In her lifetime, Marilyn Monroe lived in 43 different houses, but the house in Brentwood was the only one she bought. She did so after her friend told her that she should find a permanent home and suggested that this house was suitable. The decision to buy the house came shortly after her divorce in 1961. She actually bought it the following year, in 1962, but sadly lived there for only 6 months before her life came to a tragic end. The cozy house was not as expensive as other houses in the area where famous people lived. Marilyn bought the house for $77,590. Today, of course, the price would be much higher. Built in 1929, Marilyn's house originally had orange walls and a red roof. It also had two bedrooms instead of the four it has now. Monroe got new things for the house because she wanted to change a few details there. What hasn't changed in the house are the beautiful floors and ceilings. The ceilings were made of wood, while stone was used to make the floors. However, Marilyn covered some of the floors with rugs. When she wasn't filming, Marilyn spent her time at home. She had few visitors, and her housekeeper often found her in bed reading or sleeping. The bath was the only place in the house Marilyn liked even more than her bed. Since Monroe's death, the house has had several owners. Some of them were also famous. For example, film director Michael Ritchie, who owned the house from 1994 to 1996. Since 1996, the names of the owners have been kept secret. All we know is that in that year, film director Ritchie sold the house to an architect who kept it for several years. Unfortunately, it isn't possible for tourists to visit the house at present. And next time? In the next episode of our series, we'll tell you about the villa owned by the doctor for famous people, James Hughes, spelled H-U-G-H-E-S. So, don't forget to turn on your radio again. Now, let's play a song.